Bart Winkler, Joe Zenzola, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmid. College football playoff rankings come out again Tuesday night after 6 o'clock. And the big question, boys, is will the Badgers be in the top four? Joe, I saw you had some concern over the weekend if Auburn could be a team that jumps the Badgers with 2 losses. How do you think this is going to shake out at the top, and where do you think the Badgers will fall?
I think the Badgers are going to come in 5. I don't see them being in the top 4 because, again, they've only beaten 1 top 25 team now, and that's Iowa. And they did make a statement. I think maybe they get into the top 25 had Alex Hornibrook not made all those gaffes. Really, the offense in general not making gaffes. Because really, that game probably should have been like 52-0. But I think Wisconsin's going to be just on the outside looking in again. If I'm giving my top 4, Bart, I'm going to say Bama 1.
You agree, Billy? Bama 1?
Yeah. Okay. They're the clear-cut number 1
team
in the
nation. So we'll do our own little committee here. We're going to put Bama at 1.
Yeah, for sure.
Joe, 2?
2, I'm going to say Oklahoma.
Mm-mm.
Miami?
Miami has to be number 2.
I'm okay with either. I think you do put... I think the committee's taking a lot of heat for where they initially put Miami and Wisconsin, mm-hmm. so they could put Miami at 2 just to say, okay, we get it. Undefeated is good.
Once November continues to kick along, being undefeated carries a lot more weight, and I feel like that is going to leapfrog Miami quickly into that 2 spot. Oklahoma, though, Joe, I agree, should be right behind them at number 3, if not number 2, because that is a dang good football team.
And if they ever
They've beaten so many teams on the schedule. That's mm-hmm. the thing.
And if they come to a problem like this in the final week, it doesn't matter. 2 will play 3. So whether it's 2 or 3, Miami and Oklahoma are 2 and 3, or
yes.
vice
mm-hmm.
versa. And then 4, this is where the Badgers could get in at number 4 if they're going to get in. You've got, I think, Clemson, Auburn, and Georgia that can all make a claim for number 4. So, Joe, where would you go at 4?
It's either between Georgia or Clemson. I would not be surprised if the committee decides to still keep 2 SEC teams in the top 4. I mean Georgia, it's... You lost to Auburn, and if you look at Auburn's strength of schedule, it's been pretty darn good considering they're a 2-loss team. But then again, Clemson, I think, would have the edge because Clemson beat Auburn. And so if Auburn keeps winning, that's going to add strength to Clemson even more. I mean, the Syracuse loss, it is what it is, but Clemson has really done everything else right. So I guess if I'm going to go between those 2 teams, give me Clemson.
So Clemson at 4, Billy, same?
Clemson at 4, yeah. When you lose one game and it's at a hostile environment like Syracuse with a backup quarterback.
Correct.
You deserve to have that respect. But somebody's going to have to lose these 2 title games.
Right. That's where things get good, and we'll get to that in a moment. 5 would be the Badgers for you, Joe. You still have Auburn or Georgia?
You know what? Now that I think about it. Georgia ahead of Wisconsin.
But Georgia just got blown out, and if you're talking about the best team in the country right now...
But it's their first loss.
No, but if you're talking about, Joe, a team that got blown out 2 days ago, they got run up and down the field. They did not look good at all. And if you're looking at the team right now, you can't put a team that just got blown out on the road in front of a team that hasn't lost yet.
To a 10th-ranked Auburn.
And continually getting better.
You got to at least put Auburn over Georgia if Auburn just beat Georgia.
Auburn 6, Georgia 7. Wisconsin slates right in there at the 5 spot. And they're sitting in the best position that they've been all year.
So you like Wisconsin at 5?
Yeah.
To me, so it's got to come down between Auburn's ahead of Georgia. They just beat Georgia. Mm-hmm. So it's Wisconsin or Auburn. And Auburn does have 2 losses. Clemson, right? And LSU,
mm-hmm.
which aren't bad at all. But still, it's 2 losses. I think if you put Auburn ahead of Wisconsin, you wait until this week when they have Alabama.
Auburn's going to get a bye week.
Yeah. First of all, this is the SEC garbage week where they play like the
Citadel.
And then mm-hmm. they play Alabama. So that's when you would put them ahead of Wisconsin, which we can debate the merits of that. I think a 2-loss Auburn team that's beaten Georgia and Alabama. I don't know, because once you beat Georgia and they have that loss, you like help yourself by beating them, but now they have a loss and it's sort of less impressive.
I get where the conversation starts for this week.
I can't put a 2-loss team over.
Right. But looking forward, guys, it could not have set up better for Wisconsin at this point, because somebody's going to have to lose the Iron Bowl. If Alabama wins that, they're the clear-cut number one. They're going to go to the SEC championship game,
yes,
get a win, and you're going to have a 12-0 Alabama team at number one. Is anyone confused with that situation?
Yeah, but what if we've got Georgia and Alabama? Let's say Alabama beats Auburn, but you still got Georgia and Alabama going into the SEC championship game.
And then Georgia beats
Alabama. If you're a Badger fan, you better be a Bama fan.
Georgia beats Alabama by like 3 points.
Look at it right now. Georgia's still slated to go to the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
In the East.
Right.
In the West.
Auburn's with Alabama.
Is with Alabama. So Auburn has a lot to play for in this Iron Bowl as well.
When the first rankings came out.
Despite it just being the biggest rivalry in college football.
The first rankings came out and they started talking about Auburn right away. I thought, oh, crap. This is a very possible scenario where Auburn could jump in. You want to see...
You want one of those three teams to be dominant.
Yeah. So we need Alabama to run the table.
Right.
Now aren't we at the point, though, where if Wisconsin runs the table, they're in? Are we at that point now?
Because
Notre Dame's out.
Set up perfectly.
Georgia's out, right? A couple of weeks ago, I was begging people. I said, they do not control their own destiny. There are too many teams in front of them, and you can't control your own destiny when people are making it as a committee. There's no like this. There's no A and then B. But where it is now, I don't see any way, where if they go undefeated, they're not in. I mean, you have to get bogged down. Alabama would need to have one loss to Georgia, who ends up with one loss, and then Miami or Clemson, and then Oklahoma. I guess there's a way.
It'll have to get messy down the stretch, but if it plays out like it is right now, somebody's going to have to win the SEC, and it looks like it's going to be Alabama. Although they looked very, very vulnerable against Mississippi State. Can we agree on that? They looked as vulnerable as they have all season. They looked very beatable in that game. But if they go in 12-0, they're going to be the number one team. Somebody's going to have to lose that ACC game, and a two-loss Clemson team is not going to get into the college football playoffs.
So if Auburn beats Bama, they win the West. So then Georgia would take on Auburn.
Right.
Well, then that's not as... But then do you put a one-loss Bama team that didn't make their conference title?
See, I see that. That's just like last year. It's the same situation with Penn State and Wisconsin being in the Big Ten championship game while Ohio State got to sit out, play with their fingers, and then get in that way, which is just a load of crap.
Which was bad, but last year, though, there was no team with a common denominator of having zero losses. In that conversation with Ohio State, Penn State, and in Wisconsin.
Right, but I think an argument would have been made for the Badgers had they beaten Penn State, had they not blown that 21-point lead, that they could have gotten into that Final Four with two losses because of their strong schedule, because of the teams that they played against, and the fact that they really stayed in it against pretty much everyone, even in the two losses against Ohio State and Michigan. So I think I think it's very possible, guys, that we could see a two-loss team, whoever it is, whether it's an Auburn, if it's a two-loss Georgia team. I mean, depending on how everything plays out, there could be a situation here where we see a two-loss team get into the Final Four this year, and the committee could look at it and just go by strength of schedule and say that, I mean, look at a team like Auburn. It's not like they lost. It's not like their two losses have come against chump teams.
But in the process with that, too, as we continue to get down the stretch, Wisconsin's record is going to start looking better as Northwestern has turned it around. They're going to be possibly in the top 25 in the next 2 weeks. A Michigan team that's coming off a win.
And they're trucking teams right now.
Have an opportunity to be a ranked team when you play them at Camp Randall. You just beat Iowa, who beat the brakes off Ohio State the week before. And then you're going to get probably a top 10, possibly top 8 Ohio State in Indianapolis.
Michigan came out 19 in the AP, at least.
I think Michigan cracks the top 25 in the
season. Yeah, they will for sure.
Yep, and that helps the Badgers.
And I think they kind of threw Iowa a bone by putting them up, threw Wisconsin a bone to put Iowa up to 20. Okay, Wisconsin, you want a good opponent? Here's a good opponent. Wisconsin took care of business.
But still, the way you look at how Wisconsin's played football, guys, they've been despite outcomes, their score differential is still outstanding. And Joe, you read off all the stats today on the program.
Yeah.
Their defense is the number one defense in the country. It's hard to argue when you have a freshman running back that, despite a lot of great candidates, should probably be a Heisman top five finalist. and a number one ranked defense in football, it's hard to keep that out of the spotlight.
Well, I posted this on my Twitter account over the weekend, at Radio Joe Sports, by the way. I mean, the committee has to look at this Badger defense and say, wouldn't you guys love to see this Badgers D go up against, say, a Baker Mayfield in Oklahoma, you know, or Alabama.
A speed of Alabama that we get talked about all the time, the difference in football.
Right. I mean, you see how Oklahoma State, you know, has zero defense when they go up against Oklahoma. I mean, you're seeing some of these ridiculous shootouts. You're seeing Oklahoma put up points. Wouldn't you want to see this Badger D go up against Baker Mayfield and see what they can do? I mean, that Badger D, guys, made a statement on Saturday. And that was the most flawless performance I have ever seen covering this team in the 4 years I've been doing. It's not saying much, but I can't think of another just absolutely perfect performance you could get out of that Badger D.
66 yards.
And how much of it, guys, has come down to developing the players that you have? Joe, you said 4 years you've been covering the team. Right. Look at that entire defensive front seven. Yep. Alec James, a state guy, has been there now for 5 years.
Yep.
Chigwe Obasha, same thing. 5 years. He's been there. He's developed in the program.
He's been hurt, though. But
and they continually are bringing their own guys to the forefront. Garrett right. Dooley, the same thing. A force on the outside. They're inside linebackers.
Right.
Are older guys, and when you continually have been able to develop your younger players getting routes like they have, they're set up strong for the next few years that you get a chance to be in the college football playoff this year. That's what sets you up with the name recognition we talk about to get in years to come.
We've done these conversations, we've had these arguments over the last couple of weeks, and they're all under the pretense that, yeah, they're going to go undefeated. We're having these conversations now because they're still undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Once they lose, you know, this is all for nothing. But have they shown you now, both of you guys, Joe, you first, that they can go undefeated? You'd have to beat Michigan, Minnesota, who for the whole year I've had just visions of PJ Fleck. Now the team I don't think
just
is that good, but I just see PJ Fleck. So Minnesota and Michigan. Vice versa, or the other way the next 2 weeks, and then the Big Ten championship game of Ohio State, most likely. They can win those three? Is it a 70% chance, 80, 50, 30, that they finish this undefeated?
I think it's possible.
Because I think we're all just kind of assuming it. We're assuming they're going to beat Michigan.
We're assuming
they're going to beat Minnesota, and then they've got Ohio State, and we're going to assume – I don't want to go into that game again assuming we're going to beat him and lose 59-0, which has happened.
Look, I'm not confident. I am not fully confident, guys, that the Badgers can go 13-0 because I feel like they will slip up somewhere because this Badgers team isn't perfect. That defense saved them in the Iowa game. There was no reason for it to be as close as it was. Alex Hornibrook is going to determine how far these guys want to go. Plain and simple. Alex Hornibrook can't be making bonehead mistakes. As much as I defend him, as much as I talk about how much, you know, he's a sophomore and he's trying to develop, we're at the point now in the season where there needs to be a little bit more progress. There has to be less mistakes. I'm just worried that when you're in some of these close game situations with some of these better teams, is Alex Hornibrook ready for crunch time? Is he going to try and minimize those mistakes?
Yeah, we haven't really seen crunch time.
We haven't. So I'm just...
Mistakes come early.
Right. I'm just worried that the Badgers will find a way to slip up. I think they're going to win the Minnesota game. That's the one game where, honestly, I know some people feel like that's a trap game. They're going to beat Minnesota. I think of Minnesota the same way I think of Illinois right now, the same way I think of Indiana. Minnesota could make it interesting, but I think the Badgers D keeps them at bay and it's all good. And you can put 20 points up on Minnesota and win.
It's tough because that you look at the Minnesota team, that's their biggest game of the year. That's their Big Ten championship game, as people would always say.
Exactly. They're going after the Axe. But, you know, Michigan is going to be really tough. You've got two of the top defenses in the country now going up against one another. And that Michigan D is really good. Their offense is inexperienced. They've got some time to develop, but their defense is something to fear. And if it comes down to, you know, a very low-scoring game here, is this Michigan D going to be forcing turnovers? Are they going to be able to find ways to get to Hornibrook? Because if they can get to Hornibrook, that's going to be a big concern. So I'm just... And look, I thought last year at the Big Ten championship game, with as good as the Badgers defense was last year, they found a way to screw it up. I thought that game was over when they were up 21.
But that just shows how much football was still left to be played. But
right,
Joe,
but,
I think one thing that you're saying, and is a really good point, this Michigan team and the Badgers, they kind of mirror each other. They're kind of carbon copies of what both of them are.
Right.
Incredibly inexperienced offenses, subpar quarterbacks. I think Alex Hornibrook definitely has the edge over whatever Michigan's going to put on the field, but it's who's going to make the fewest mistakes. And when you're at home, that's an incredibly winnable game that, despite whatever you want to say of a trap game or anything, this is the game that people have circled for the Badgers and talked about for months, that once you get to Michigan, you'll see what you have in store. Badgers are going to be fired up for that game at home.
Yep, absolutely. And I think, too, when we saw from the Badger D this past week, obviously you can't expect a performance like that every single week from them. You just can't. There's going to be situations where the Badgers D is just not going to be able to make
a stop.
They're
going to give up touchdowns.
They're going to give up. Yes, there's going to be points. It's not like they're going to give up 40 points. I don't see that out of this Badgers D, and I didn't expect Iowa to put 55 on them the same way. But the thing is, the Badgers D is not always going to be able to bail you out like they did in that Iowa game.
Oh, I disagree. I think that defense is that good.
Well, no, I agree. I think it is good.
That good.
But the thing is, you cannot expect them every single time to bail out that offense and all the silly mistakes and all the silly turnovers that they make.
But in the same sense, you can't expect Alex Hornibrook to continue to make the same mistakes.
You would, right. And I said you'd like to think he could take a step forward, mm-hmm, and make less mistakes and make better decisions with that football. I just look, bottom line, Bart, bottom line, would not be surprised if the Badgers slip up either against Michigan or if they get to the Big Ten championship game and slip up. It would not surprise me.
I think when you look at the rankings that'll come out Tuesday night, every team with two losses outside of Auburn is barring pure chaos. But
you've
every
been coming
team
up with a theory over there. You've been quiet for the last
every
minutes.
Team with two losses is out. Barring just a disaster. So your top four at the end of the season is going to be one of Miami or Clemson.
Mm-hmm. The ACC champion. The SEC champion.
Okay. But see, what if Clemson beats Miami?
By just a few points.
Right.
Because then Miami could get in. You would expect one SEC team for sure, possibly two, somehow maybe three. I mean, that's very slim, but Oklahoma's in if they win out,
mm-hmm,
so you want them to lose. And the Badgers will be fighting for a spot, really, with Miami if they lose and Auburn/Georgia.
I think it's pretty simple. You cheering for three teams, and you're going to capitalize on the one that slips up. You're cheering for Alabama, you're cheering for Miami, and you're cheering for Oklahoma. If chaos stays out of play.
No, you're not cheering for Oklahoma.
No, those top three.
No, because
whoever loses the ACC is out, and whoever loses the SEC championship game is out.
But the Big 12 doesn't need anybody. If Oklahoma's got a second loss, they're done. Big 12's done. TC, they're done. That's their only hope now. So
is Oklahoma.
You do root for Oklahoma to lose. Get them out of there.
Because
Big 12 doesn't need to be in
here. Look, the only conference that we know is kaput right now is the Pac-12. That's done. And Washington just lost too. We haven't even talked about that. Washington's out. I mean, they were the only.
I saw someone today trying to make a case for USC
this weekend that helps you.
Screw USC. I don't know. No. The Pac-12.
They can enjoy the Pinstripe Bowl.
Yes.
They're not coming into the playoffs.
And Notre Dame is done.
Notre Dame's done. You can stick a fork in it.
Ohio State, if they beat the Badgers in the Big Ten title game, could they get in? We don't care about that because that means we lose.
Correct.
So it would have to be 2 weeks ago, if they weren't going to get in and everybody won out, it would be okay. Well, the schedule, but now the way that it's played out, if they go undefeated and still don't get in, now that is a scenario I just cannot foresee.
Exactly. 2 weeks ago, we thought that a lot of people thought they were going to get bounced if they went undefeated. If they go undefeated, the way things have shook out the last couple of weeks, they are in. Can we all agree
on
that?
Well, the
Notre Dame
loss was monster for them.
Exactly. So was Joe put Washington. That was a huge, huge loss.
Yeah. That was
Notre Dame was sitting pretty. They blew it again.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you're down to seven teams.
Can
Bama,
get,
Miami, Oklahoma,
Notre Dame
Clemson.
Out of the national mind for a while.
Why? I like
they
when they're
they
good.
They don't deserve this.
I like when they're good.
Name recognition that they get anymore.
They play the toughest schedule.
The
they play the toughest schedule every year.
Yeah. and they are generally 7-5, 8-4. Why are we giving them this all-national championship love to Notre Dame?
Well, had
they haven't deserved it the last 10 years.
But had Notre Dame just taken care of business and had beaten Miami and just won out, they're in.
They're in because of the bias that's with them.
End of story. And they had a hell of a resume.
Well,
hell
that's
of a
why
schedule.
I was worried about Ohio State for a while, if they didn't get that second loss.
That Ohio State team is really not good, guys. And the strength of that team is going to be their defensive front seven, and that's a huge strength of the Badgers as well as their offensive line.
Okay, so
you have an opportunity. You brought up the 59-point shellacking they gave them in the Big Ten championship game again. I don't think they're going to blow them out like that. But right now, I look at that game, if that's a Big Ten championship game, Wisconsin should win that game by 10 points.
So for Tuesday, we think they'll come in around 5?
Possibly
6.
You know what? Nothing would surprise me. If the committee looks at it and says, yeah, we understand what Wisconsin did against Iowa, but still their strength of schedule is still not good enough compared to what some of these other teams have.
So
they should be ahead of Auburn. I'll say that. They should be ahead of a 2-loss Auburn. Despite what Auburn's done, the Badgers still should be ahead of them. But I would not be surprised if Georgia still stays above Wisconsin.
See, now that would be the one that I would feel was more egregious. I think if Auburn is ahead of Wisconsin this week, I would understand it more. But you cannot put a team that just got embarrassed on national television.
Well, and you can't put Georgia ahead of Auburn.
But see, the thing is, though, it's not like Georgia lost to an unranked team that way.
No, exactly.
Auburn came in 10th. So I just – yes, that's very valid. But – you can look at everything else Georgia's done and say, they still have a hell of a... I mean, they were number one for a reason.
But Notre Dame lost, so that hurt them.
Right.
Auburn just beat up on Georgia. You cannot put Georgia ahead of Auburn.
They embarrassed them.
And that's how it's going to shake out. So either Wisconsin is 6. If we put Auburn 5, Wisconsin's going to be 6 behind Georgia. Or they're going to be 6 and then Georgia's 7.
All right, let's just say this. What would be the absolute highest now with Wisconsin? 5?
4.
You think 4?
The absolute highest a committee would put them is 4. Ahead of Clemson.
So you'd say ahead of Clemson, okay?
I could same thing. I couldn't see it, but that would have to be
I
the
wouldn't
highest,
lay any money
if
on
they,
that.
If they're not 5, if they are 6 right behind Auburn, I guess I understand it, but what was sold to us, Joe? When this first came out, we're going to rank the best football teams this week. These are the best football teams. If you're lining them up on Saturday, these are the best teams in football right now. You can't put a team that just got whooped on national television right there. I mean,
but you
could
still
look what the committee did to Ohio State. They put them back 7 spots.
But you could still put them outside the top 4 and have them at 5 ahead of Wisconsin. You could still.
I guess you could. I would have a huge problem with that.
I think a lot of Badger fans would too. Nothing would surprise me from this committee. As I learned just a couple of weeks ago when the first set of rankings came out, guys, 6 1-loss teams were ahead of the Badgers. That just goes to show what they're looking for. That they're not, you know what, it doesn't matter if you have an easy schedule. That it's not going to give you, if you're not beating your opponents on your easy schedule, it's not like that's going to be the ticket that, hey, you went undefeated regardless of who you beat, so that's why you should go to the Final Four. They're not looking at just that anymore. And the thing is, the Badgers haven't steamrolled a lot of these lesser teams. And maybe that would have helped them more had they done that. But the committee, they're looking for, who are some of the best teams that you've beaten on the schedule? Who are some of the top 25 teams? And it's just that was the message, and they're probably going to stay consistent with that. I would expect them to stay consistent with that.
So who's free around 3 o'clock on Saturday? Because if they lose to Michigan, one of us needs to delete this from the website.
That's going to be on you.
Okay, I'll take care of that for sure. All right, boys, Radio Joe, Baby T, Bart, on Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin.
Sure.